first job I had was working in the soil laboratory as a scientific assistant.
Okay.
And nobody knew anything about soil sciences in those days, or soil stabilisation. So I worked in the soil stabilisation lab for quite a while. Then they developed stabilisation machines.
Which is like for construction purposes.
Yeah, road construction and airfield construction.
Yeah.
They developed mixers and compacting plant which travelled over soil on which the additives had been spread, mixing it into the ground and then compacting it so that you, with one pass, in theory, you produced a
airstrip.
So we were there and developing the equipment which was supposed to do that. Then I was transferred from that into the test section, no, the bridging section, because they wanted somebody on to develop field defences for the army. Field defences were buried shelters and trenches.
Right.
So I was stuck with a very small group, Bill Barnacle, John, I forget his name, and myself, developing equipment for underground structures in the way of shelters and trench revetment and all sorts of other things. And I did that until John Whitbread. John Whitbread left, and when he left, we virtually got the equipment in production. So from there, I was transferred into the other military bridging group, and that was involved in the development of floating and raft equipment. And these were 20 foot by 8 foot by 4 foot deep pontoons, which were capable of being interconnected to form rafts and ferries.
To drive tanks along.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we produced that. I was working on those for some time. And then from there, I was transferred back into a section which dealt with tank-laid bridging, and we dealt with quite a lot of the problems associated with launching bridges from tanks and developing that. And I just about finished when the predecessor that I'd had, he's still a friend of mine, they developed a hydraulic system operated from the main tank, which actually launched the bridge, and as it came up, there were some massive problems with it. We just sold 6 of these over to the Iranians, and they got these 6 over there waiting to be put into service. And the British Army immediately discovered that as soon as they operated, they got major faults with it. The main hydraulic pump, which cost £1,500 a time,
a lot of money in it,
kept on blowing up. The main 12 foot hydraulic ram was scored terribly every time it got launched, and I had to undertake a massive series of tests to find out what the hell was causing it. And we did find out fairly quickly, but then we had to put in a recovery program which involved redesigning the hydraulic system and replacing it, and redesigning the end gland for the main ramrod, and replacing that, and then doing tests to make sure that worked.
Mm.
And
so that was how you got to go out to Iran, presumably.
I got that one. Then went out to that's right. Had to go out to Iran to do that, and to commission the vehicles out there. So I went out to Iran and then came back, and that's when I started to get involved in the test sections, and back again. But this time the test section has the controller of testing in there, and it was in that capacity that I was still working when eventually I was put into this bloody desk job.
Mm.
And but up to then, I mean, I'd enjoyed doing every damn thing I had.
Mm.
Everything I'd had was involved in actually doing something.
Yeah, sure.
And trying to find something which had gone wrong.
Yeah.
And then correcting it, carrying out trials and tests.